Support for Something Wild comes from you, our listeners, and from Squam Lakes Natural Science Center, celebrating 60 years. Special programs on the live animal trail and Squam Lake cruises, bringing people nearer to nature. More at nhnature.org.
Oh my goodness. Look at them all. Maybe like 30 horseshoe crabs all in a huge group.
I'm Grace McCulloch, and this is Something Wild. Dave Anderson is out in the field, or probably more likely the forest. Today, I'm taking you to one of my favorite places in New Hampshire, Great Bay. We had to move quickly today to not miss out on one of nature's most amazing phenomena. We got here at high tide because it allows horseshoe crabs to float close to the shore. These prehistoric creatures have remained relatively unchanged for hundreds of millions of years, older than dinosaurs themselves. Up close, they look like a cross between a helmet, a tank, and maybe a creature from another planet. They have these really long pointed tails that make them look dangerous, but they're actually harmless. Beth Heckman from New Hampshire Fish and Game is going to introduce us to these unique creatures that have their home here on Great Bay.
These guys are coming in at this time of year to spawn. The females are the bigger ones. They're coming in and with the males following them, usually at least one male attached. They will stay like that for a few weeks, you know, during spawning season, and then he'll let go. Some of the ones that you see that are kind of on the sides of the females, they call those satellite males, and they're still fertilizing eggs. They don't have one that they're attached to. And she's going to dig a little nest, and she's going to lay her eggs kind of at the high tide line. And the males are going to fertilize them through the water. It's all external. And multiple males can fertilize all her thousands of eggs that she is laying right now.
And how big are the eggs?
They're so tiny. I wish I could find one. But I often show people like a freckle on my arm because it's the best thing I can show. Yeah, wicked tiny. I was noticing when we first came down, we have a bunch of little fish called mummy chugs that will come and get right underneath the females as she's laying eggs and pick off some of those eggs. So you can imagine that thousands of eggs also provide great food for many other Great Bay animals. I can pick one up if you guys want to look.
Tell us about what they look like, too.
I'll grab a single here. Think about it. These guys are not actually crabs. They're actually more closely related to spiders and scorpions and ticks, right? And they don't have jaws to bite.
How do they eat if they don't have a jaw?
Yeah. In between all their legs are all these little bristles. And those bristles act as almost like a conveyor belt to pull their food in. And then they move their legs and it just goes right into their esophagus and down into their stomach. It's all one place.
So they're essentially eating with their feet.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, so it looks like they have like little eyes on the top.
So he's got a set of compound eyes up at the top of his shell, what would be the head here.
Yeah.
And those have many lenses, like an insect. So I don't know if you've ever heard about horseshoe crab blood, but it's this really cool light blue pastel color. Sometimes we'll see horseshoe crabs that have holes right through their top of their shell. Could be right through their eye. And they're still doing what they're doing. Their blood goes right to that spot and walls it off to any bacteria with that gelling ability.
So they can sustain multiple injuries, still come back here to spawn.
Yeah, yeah.
Year after year. It's like a millions of year spectacle that we're watching on a boat launch.
They're so incredibly resilient.
A big thanks to Beth Heckman and the Great Bay Discovery Center for giving us a glimpse at these remarkable creatures. Something Wild is a collaboration between New Hampshire Audubon, the Forest Society, and NHPR. They move almost like the Roombas.
That's so funny you say that because we have a Roomba in the Discovery Center and we used to have a felt horseshoe crab that we stuck to the top of it because we thought the same thing.
I mean, they can get to the size of a Roomba too.
Oh, yeah.